This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, June 4th. God's word to you today is, keep asking. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis 32, verse 28, from the King James Version, and it says, "And he said, Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." In Isaiah 38, verses 1 to 5, please read, "All Isaiah did was to deliver God's message. He did not even intercede for the king, which is why you must have power with God. For some people, the time has not come for you to enter into certain things, but there are forces resisting you. Those forces have been successful up until this very week. They will totally crumble in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Certain things have a set time. Pregnancy has a set time of 9 months, after which the woman must give birth. However, there are strange cases of pregnancies that have gone on for 15 months. Every force behind it will lose their hold. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen." Hebrews 11 verse 6 from the Amplified Version says, "But without faith, it is impossible to walk with God and please Him. For whoever comes near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that He rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek Him." God is a rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek Him. Luke 18 verse 2 says, "There was a judge in a certain city, he said, who neither feared God nor cared for the people. But we have come to the one who rules in the heavens. He is God and He cares about us. If the woman could get an answer from this unjust judge in the end, why would we not get answers from God who cares deeply about us?" Spiritually, knowledge is power. Luke 18:3 says, "A widow of that city came to him, repeatedly saying, 'Give me justice in this dispute with my enemy.' The widow repeatedly pestered the judge. She was importunate and she was persistent. I have heard Christians argue vehemently that when you come to God with a request, just say it once, and that is all that is needed. Asking again and again is a statement of faithlessness. So, some people are bringing the same request to God and are feeling bad about not having faith. Guess what? That is very elementary. Repetition is not a problem in the spirit realm. Jesus himself was a master of repetition in the place of prayer. Please read Matthew 28, verses 38 to 44. 3 times Jesus prayed, and the Bible says 3 times he said the same thing. However, it should not be repetition for the sake of repetition, because God is not deaf. The widow kept asking, not because the judge was deaf or hard of hearing. She kept asking because the judge had not acted. Take a cue from the children. They never stop asking until you give them what they want. Does the father think the child is strange for asking repeatedly? Keep asking. Let us pray. Lord, you said I should ask until my joy is full, so I can come to you. My Father, make my joy full and overflow by granting me all that I have asked for. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.